This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm David Knight. We're live this Sunday, August 28, 2016. But first, an important message from Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to the Sunday edition of this worldwide broadcast. David Knight is going to be anchoring and hosting the broadcast today. But I spent much of yesterday in the office shooting a special report that's going to air at the bottom of this hour. By the time you are tuning in to the broadcast, we should also be able to post the report on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com so that you can send it on to warn your friends, your family, your neighbors, and others. The dire straits this country and the rest of the planet is in is unprecedented in our history. I don't think anybody can deny that. It's a prima facie fact on its face. We are in the midst of a global transformation from once quasi-free societies to scientific tyrannies. The globalists are dismantling every form of basic human liberty and in its place installing a technocracy. Even well-meaning liberals that I know, when they read the New York Times or look at CNN.com and see, no exaggeration, 60, 70, 80 articles about Trump, and every single one of them is anti-Trump, totally hateful, all the rules of objective journalism drop by the wayside, it shakes them to their core. And more of them are saying, my God, he must be good if this big establishment we've always known to be corrupt is so against him. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, the United States is in the final phases of being turned over to multinational corporations. We have been conquered. And Donald Trump is trying to block that. That's why they're panicking. That's why they are going after him with everything they've got. The only risk in Trump is that he could be a super predator who has been planning this for decades and who is coming in to steal the New World Order main command base, the United States, from them. I don't believe that's the case, and the evidence doesn't show that. But regardless, that is the only downside. When he says, what do you have to lose voting for me, he's absolutely on target. Because you have nothing to lose. Because he is the anti-globalist. We know what we get with Hillary Clinton. And we've never seen all these foreign leaders and the communist Chinese and the Pope and everybody else coming out and get someone anywhere close to this. Their panic is real and palpable. Now, the special report coming up at the bottom of the hour is undoubtedly the most important I've ever issued. And undoubtedly, I will issue more in the near future that are even more important than that because we're entering this quickening phase. And it deals with the fact that I have become too comfortable with living next to evil. I have become acclimated to it to a great extent. I've become punch drunk. Sitting back this weekend thinking about what a on-record war criminal mass murderer Hillary Clinton is, and the fact that she's saying I have a dark heart and going after me in the national press really hit home just how much danger I'm in and just how much danger you're in. These megalomaniacs have already brought us to war, and they're bringing us to the brink of a new global war. And so we put on the evidence in this special report coming up at the bottom of the hour that she is a bloodthirsty monster who revels in those that she's killed, that she is a grasping person completely turned over to evil, and that she has giant throngs of domesticated zombies that basically serve her every beck and call like she's the queen bee or the queen ant. And that the reason I'm standing up against her so boldly and taking her on at the risk of my name, my life, my treasure, my family, is because there is no future very soon if this paradigm of evil is allowed to continue to expand. My very instincts, my very spirit, my very guts demand that I stand up against Hillary in the New World Order. And that's why I'm doing this today. That's why I'm taking action. And that's why I'm asking you to pray for InfoWars and myself, but to also pray for peace and pray for the light of truth to come into the world with more and more of these WikiLeaks and other information. We're seeing Google censoring the WikiLeaks. We're seeing Google censor the DC links. We're seeing DC links being taken down to try to stop you from knowing what George Soros and Hillary are up to. But the truth is, nothing will stop the signal. Nothing will stop the truth from coming out. We'll be right back with David Knight.
And again, I'm David Knight here live in Austin, and we're going to have more reports from Alex Jones as well as news coming right up. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the 28th day of August 2016. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm about to hand the baton to David Knight in 60 seconds. But first, I want to remind you that an extremely important report is going to premiere here that will detail exactly where this country stands right now. Hillary Clinton represents a worldwide criminal combine that describes itself as the New World Order. It is establishing a global corporate government where they are above the law, tax exempt, with diplomatic immunity. And what we're seeing with Hillary being above the law with the emails and above the law with all the new WikiLeaks information that's coming out and her long history is part of an admitted plan to set the precedent that the elites can basically get away with bloody murder and do whatever they want, whenever they want. And the fact is, the Clinton death toll and the Clinton death count is well known the last 30 years, and it's only getting more intense now. And Google and others are in the news censoring the search for the Clinton death list, the Clinton death count. We're even seeing other forms of political suppression and persecution, like Dr. Drew getting fired from CNN less than a week after he talked about Hillary and her medical records looking like her doctors are doing a terrible job and that he would like to help her because the medications her records say that she's on absolutely are incredibly dangerous to be taking together and nothing makes sense. He was fired. All the other censorship, the staffers being killed, Google censoring WikiLeaks searches. It goes on and on and on. They are hiding so much. And with her coming out and this last week and saying that I'm this horrible, evil person that has this dark heart, it is amazingly creepy. It doesn't scare me. It makes me want to work 10 times harder. But to see this incredible war criminal up there talking about my dark heart, it's clearly a threat. And to then have Kimmel and others sit there and wave a gun around on TV and say this is a threat, you know, from the New World Order to you, Alex Jones, they know it's seen as a comic relief by their viewers, but it's not comic relief because it's being directed by the Clintons. Just like they're directing the mainstream media, they're directing these propaganda offensives we see every night during late night comedy. That's been admitted. And they think they can intimidate everyone. She thinks that she's a bully and that everybody's going to back down to her because she threatens them. I know she's dangerous. I know her controllers and the people she represents have had people killed. Except the Clintons don't kill people, but people that get in the way of the Clintons die because of the interests they represent. That's absolutely true. I want to state it on record. I'm doing this because I care about my family. I care about the future of this country. I'm doing this because somebody has got to stand up against evil. And when you don't stand up against it, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more out of control like it's now done. And so understand something, Hillary. If anything happens to me, you and your controllers, the prime suspects. And I know now you think you're above the law, so why do you care? Maybe you want to send a message by getting rid of old Alex Jones. Bottom line, everybody knows it's a serious issue and that the Clintons have the thinnest skin in politics. So I want you and your controllers to understand that I am conscious of this and I'm doing this because I'm the opposite of people like you. I'm not a parasite. I'm not a bully. I'm not a coward. And I can't sit back and watch you dismantle this nation, go after our Second Amendment, and bring us into a world government and put Obamacare on people's backs that absolutely bankrupts them and is designed to make this nation nothing but a bunch of part-time workers that can only dream of a better future through government. Somebody, just like our ancestors did, standing up against King George, has to stand up against you. I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight, broadcasting from the Infowars.com News Center in Austin, Texas.
All right, and that was Alex Jones. We're going to have that report that he's putting together. We're going to have that in the second hour. Make sure that you stay tuned for that report. You know, it is August the 28th, 2016. That is 268 days since Hillary Clinton has had a press conference. I think we need to do something like Ted Koppel did with the, what was it? He had the Nightline show years and years ago. If you remember, if you're old enough, what happened was the Iranians took the American embassy hostage. And so they did a special report to talk about it that night. They came back the next night. This is night number two of the Iranian hostage situation. They kept going and kept going and kept going. Finally, when it was nearly a year or a little over a year, I forget how long they were there. Sorry. But the however long it took, they've been doing this special report, leading off their news every night, talking about the Iranian hostage situation that was never resolved. They did that for so long that they kept the program with Ted Koppel, called it Nightline. You know what we need to do? We need to start the program, I think, every day. Instead of the Star Wars theme song, we need to come in with the Nightline theme song from 30, 40 years ago. And we need to say how many days Hillary has held America hostage, kept us in the dark because she's running away from questions. She hasn't taken questions from the press in an open give and take. It's been prepared, scripted engagements with the press or with her podcast. And she hasn't done that since December the 5th. And so we need to call her on that. We need to call her on that every day. You know, we had some people just this last week. She was at an event, and the press was very timid, gathered around here with her cameras. They were afraid to engage her, to talk to her. She's sitting there. Somebody's offering her chocolate. Finally, somebody has the temerity to ask her a question, and she just looks at them and says, "Have some chocolate." You know, as I said on Friday, it's kind of like Forrest Gump, you know. A press conference is like a box of chocolates. You never really know what you're going to get. So what Hillary took away from that is to run, Hillary, run. Run away from the questions and just make sure, if you're a reporter, that she doesn't offer you some Turkish delights from her supporter, Fethullah Gulen. If you know what I'm talking about with Narnia, you know what I'm talking about with Hillary Clinton. We're also going to talk in this segment, we're going to talk about Bleachbit. You know, we've had this come out. It wasn't just a mistake. This was deliberate. It was industrialized destruction of evidence, and that's what Trey Gowdy's been talking about. We're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as Trump's comments that the NSA, he thinks, has those 30,000-some-odd emails, 33,000, I believe. We're also going to talk about his tax return. Should Trump release his tax return? There's some different opinions on that. Roger Stone says, yes, he should. His son, Eric Trump, said it would be foolish for my dad to release tax returns. We're going to talk about that as well. And we're also going to play for you Nigel Farage. You know, he had a great stump speech in Mississippi introducing Donald Trump, who he believes has potential to be Reagan 2.0. I think that's true. And I want you to hear a good part of the Nigel Farage speech because he really lays out what the issues are there, as well as pointing out to people that they were told right up to the very end they were way behind in the polls for Brexit. But people showed up anyway. They want to discourage you. They want to set the expectations for how they're going to stuff the ballots or how they're going to flip the electronic voting machines. All of that is an issue. But I believe that if we show up in mass, in a massive number, just like they did in Brexit, if we show up with numbers too large for them to credibly put this back, or even to the extent if they look at it and say, well, you know what, we've got so many people here, I think they're going to call BS on this. If we flip these election returns to that degree, we may have to deal with this in a different way and let it go through. And, of course, as he's looking at Brexit, He's saying, look, if this hasn't happened by a certain time, and he talks about the things that he wants to see happen with Brexit, if these guys that are now in power, I should say the lady who's now in power, Theresa May, if she's going to sit on this, if she's going to shut this down, then they're going to have something to say about it. And, of course, we will as well. I want to take a quick look at some of the breaking news articles, because as Alex Jones is talking about the way that we've seen Hillary operate for the longest period of time, it's not just Hillary. It's also the upper echelons of the Republican establishment. You know, we've got Paul Wolfowitz, the guy who was, as many people said, the architect of the Iraq War, the guy who I would say can't find Osama bin Laden on a map. He wasn't in Iraq, okay? Nevertheless, he says, well, I wasn't the architect. If I'd been the architect, I would have done it differently. Okay, fine, fine. You want to say that you would have done this little thing. The issue is, should you have started that war? Should Hillary have started the war and the overthrow of Gaddafi in Libya? Are we better off when they did that? And, of course, the emails have come out, and we've seen that Hillary started that war in Libya because they were concerned, one of their chief concerns was the idea that they would have competition against the central bank's fiat currency. Gaddafi was going to set up a currency backed in gold and go against the petrodollar. We can now see that as a fact. We told you that then, and now we can see it in the email. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live on this 268th day since Hillary Clinton has had a press conference. We're going to go back to the news here and cover some breaking news stories. Before I do, I want to remind you that we have a new product, BioTrue Selenium. And, of course, we're offering a package with the BioTrue Selenium as well as the X2 Nascent Iodine together because both of those help support thyroid health. But I've taken selenium for a very long time. It goes back several decades to when my uncle alerted me to it. Both my uncle and my dad at the time had prostate cancer. And as my uncle was doing research and looking into things that he could do, he was telling me about selenium. And if you recall on the day that we launched this, we had Dr. Group talking about the many, many studies. You can look this up for yourself. Look at various types of cancer, how they have done studies, people who had selenium supplementation and didn't have a deficiency of selenium, they had anywhere from 40 to 60% less risk of cancer. So it's one of the things that you can do along with exercise and other diets, but to have the right kind of nutrients, because selenium works with other nutrients in your body to help keep your metabolism strong as well as your immune system to help you to fight cancer. So I've been taking this for decades. And I'm very excited to have a pure form of this that is 100% organic. Because a lot of times when you take these trace minerals, they have to dig them out of the ground, and you always have to worry about, well, are there some other heavy metals that are attached to this that I don't want to get? One of the things I like about the BioTrue Selenium is that they get it out of pressing mustard seeds that are 100% organic. So you don't have to worry about any heavy metal trace elements in this source of selenium. You always want to make sure you've got good quality supplements after you've looked at the type of supplements that you believe will help you with your health. So that's one of the things that I'm really excited about, to know that I've got a good 100% organic source of this that I can trust. And I do trust Dr. Group. He does his research. He really understands what's going on with it. So that is a new product, BioTrue Selenium, as well as a package there with X2 Nascent Iodine. Take a look at that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as we're going to break, I started to talk about Paul Wolfowitz. And, of course, he was one of the people who pushed us into the Iraq War. And he is calling Trump dangerous. This guy who pushed us into the Iraq War is calling Trump dangerous. How many people died? How many people were maimed, both Americans and Iraqis, over the lies that were pushed to us by the Bush administration? How many people? Does that make somebody dangerous? And, of course, Hillary Clinton supported that war, voted for that war, pushed us into that war. Donald Trump, at first, when they asked him about that, he goes, well, yeah, I guess so. But then within 6 months, he said, you know, this isn't a good idea. And people realized very quickly that we'd been lied to, but they kept it going. The whole idea that Wolfowitz and these other dangerous neocons are pushing is this idea of nation building. But, of course, in order to build a nation like they would like to have, they have to first destroy a nation. That's the problem, one of the many problems with their nation building. And, you know, after you go in and destroy somebody's country, they're not usually too receptive to your suggestions about how you ought to rebuild it. And that's going to work that way here in America as well. We see what you're doing here in America. We really do. I want to say to the globalist elitists in both parties, we really do understand your plan for destruction. And we're not going to let you do it if we can stop that. But if you do it, we're not going to be very receptive to your plans on how you want to rebuild it either. Yeah, that's the key thing. Wolfowitz says, well, you know, it's complicated for me to come out against Trump. But, you know, Trump says that our policies are responsible for the mess that we've got in Iraq. And it's like, yeah, that's right. And it's that speaking truth to power that Donald Trump has done that has endeared him to so many people, criticizing their insane nation-building policies. And you know what? When I see the Republican elitists saying, I'm with her, especially people like Paul Wolfowitz, it sounds more and more like I'm with war, because you know what? They really are. And this is also an amazing article that Drudge had up today from the New York Post. Huma Abedin's mom has been linked to some shocking anti-women statements as well as an anti-woman book. And who would have thought? Who would have thought that this lady who has been involved with the Muslim Brotherhood, who has been involved with so many different organizations to push Sharia law, and of course her daughter is the person who is closest to Hillary Clinton. We'll just leave it at that. Okay, we won't probe the full depths of their relationship here, but certainly she is a, let's call it, close assistant to Hillary Clinton. And yet these people, here's Hillary Clinton, basing her entire campaign on the fact that she's a woman, that this would be a step forward for women, and yet she has these people pushing Sharia law, which is the most anti-feminist thing you can find on the planet, okay? She's got people like the Sharia lawyer who criticized Donald Trump, that she chose to speak before she accepted the nomination. One of the reasons, of course, she didn't want to be upstaged by anybody like the president or the vice president. So she made sure that there weren't any big-time politicians speaking on the night that she took her nomination, because she really isn't that good a speaker. She really doesn't think on her feet. She doesn't want to take questions from the press, as pointed out. 268 days and counting since Hillary Clinton took any questions from the press. But as the New York Post points out, while she was Secretary of State, she went to Saudi Arabia to an Islamic girls' school here in this Wahhabist state that we support. And, you know, we talk about ISIS and the caliphate that they want to set up. Remember, when we talk about this, that Saudi Arabia has executed more people than ISIS has. Okay, and they continue to do it at a higher rate in terms of beheadings and so forth. And why do they do this? Okay, they've got lashings and stonings for adulterous women. That's what Huma's mother was promoting in these books. Even the circumcision of girls, okay? This is what her mother is promoting in both the magazine that they had as well as the books that she's promoting. And, of course, the Sharia lawyer who had a son who was killed in Iraq. This is a guy who himself has talked about many Sharia books and how this is the path to justice and to human rights. Nothing could be further from the truth. In 1999, Huma's mother, Saleha, translated and edited a book titled Women in Islam, A Discourse in Rights and Obligations. You don't even have the right in Saudi Arabia, where she's teaching as a woman. You don't even have a right to drive a car. So they have this, and we've reported on this multiple times, they have a park that opens up just to women one night of the week where they can go in, dress normally without the burqas and that sort of thing, and drive bumper cars. Not real cars, bumper cars. Okay, and they can eat whatever they want. They can take a look at movies because there's no men allowed that night. Okay, that's how repressive this institution is. And yet, listen to what Hillary did. Okay, this is Huma's mother translating for everybody so that we get the gist of it. Yeah, there you go. There's the picture of them in the bumper cars and their burqas, the burqa bumpers. Okay, but she publishes this book and edits it, and the book explains how the stoning and lashing of adulterers, the killing of apostates, sexual submissiveness to their husbands, and even female genital mutilation are all permissible practices under Sharia law, and actually they advocate that, okay? And Clinton, after this is published, goes to Saudi Arabia in 2010 and says, Americans have to stop stereotyping Saudi women as oppressed. And don't assume all American women go to the beach in a bikini. That's Hillary Clinton's phrase right there. We'll stay with us and be right back.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this 268th day since Hillary Clinton has had a press conference. So we were just talking, though, about the fact that she was able to go to Saudi Arabia and address an all-girls Muslim school that was founded by Huma Abedin's mother, promoting Sharia law. And when she went there, she said to them, All American women don't go around in bikinis. And you know what? If they get their way, nobody is, okay? American women are going to be going around with a hood over their head, or they're going to get a beating like they do in Saudi Arabia from the religious police. Understand that this woman who says that she is the epitome of feminist achievement is sucking up to these people pushing the most repressive regimes against the very groups that she is pandering to in the United States, her core constituency. She likes to divide the population into black versus white, into women versus men. Okay, and then she talks about she stands there for the LGBT crowd, and yet she promotes a system of law where they're thrown off the roof, where they're executed. That's what she's doing here. She's going to the very people who promote Sharia law. She's got Sharia Khan, the lawyer, speaking for her on the night she gets the nomination. And, of course, if Hillary Clinton gets her way, she is going to create a war here. You know, we're seeing this in Europe. We see that Angela Merkel, who really is a harbinger of what Hillary Clinton is going to do to this country if we let her. We've got this article today from Breitbart. 1 million Muslim migrants under just the first term of a Hillary presidency. And this is an analysis from the Center for Immigration Studies that Breitbart picks up. They explain the large expansion of Muslim migration will be part of a massive increase in overall immigration that she has promoted. They say this is on top of the millions of illegal immigrants to whom she would grant immediate amnesty. She said she would do that within the first 100 days. She would grant amnesty to 11 million people. They point out in this analysis, if you read the article, they say Clinton could add 10 million new immigrants to the U.S. during her first term alone, in addition to the 11 million immigrants she has said she will give amnesty to in the first 100 days. And they point this out. They say, absent the kind of change in policy that Donald Trump is talking about, it seems likely that under the existing system that 600,000 new migrants from the Muslim world would settle in the U.S. in the next 4 years. On top of that, Secretary Clinton has indicated she would like to take in 65,000 refugees from Syria next year. Now, understand, this is as Barack Obama has just brought in 10,000 Syrian refugees this year. To date, he's going to do more. But she wants to do 6.5 times that. Okay? And at the last day of Ramadan, current Secretary of State John Kerry addressed some Muslims and was bragging about the fact that they had brought in 6 times the number of Syrian refugees that they had the preceding year. So every year, we're going to increase it by 600%. This is a country where we started a war, where we are supplying both sides of this, where we're creating massive destruction and hatred, and then bringing the people over here to do something about it. See, that's the way they're trying to destroy our country. That's what they're doing in Europe. But I started talking about this on Friday, and I ran out of time. There's a great article from Politico, and it was a firsthand account of an Asian journalist who was at one of these Black Lives Matter riots. And I don't call it a protest. I call it a riot, because that's what this has turned into. And he said, he had a community activist that he had asked an interview, and the community activist called him over and said, I can see from your face that you don't think you're safe, he told me. Now, this guy was black, he said, and he's Chinese-American. But he says, you are. You're a minority, too, so you're safe here. But then he found out that he really wasn't safe. Okay, the photographer who was with him was white, and that's a crime in Hillary and Obama's America. That's a crime to be white if you're working with, if you're at a Black Lives Matter rally, protest, riot is really the appropriate word. Because what happened soon, they had, he said, shoving and rock throwing escalated into smashing cars and setting businesses on fire. By night, he said, I was crouching behind a Chevy Suburban to avoid bullets. Okay? And another intern that was with him was a white man, he said, who arrived later on to take photos. He said he huddled beside me. He said after the gunfire ceased, he got out from behind the car to take more pictures while the rider stayed behind. Then he soon heard, get your white ass out of here. Okay. He said after trying unsuccessfully to defuse the situation, my colleague was flying down the street with a group of men chasing him. He said, I wanted to help, but I didn't know how, so I decided to run after them. He said, in order to run faster, my colleague dropped the two bulky cameras that were hanging around his neck. When I tried to retrieve them and yelled at him to get out of the area, some of the group of rioters started chasing me. He says, I wasn't surprised when they caught me. Then they threw me to the ground. I reflexively curled up into a ball. Blows began landing on my back, my head, and my torso until somebody yells out, stop! He's not white. He's Asian. He gets a pass. Obama's America. Hillary's America. This is what the race war will look like, folks, where you are hunted down because of your skin color. Now, people were hunted down in Libya because of their skin color. And the war that Hillary Clinton started, she was warned that that was happening, that that was continuing, that that was escalating, and she chose to do nothing about that in Libya. And, of course, the skin color was identified as people who were foreigners because Gaddafi had tried to help sub-Saharan Africa. He tried to get them independent of the neo-colonialists. And I say neo, you know what? They never stopped colonialism. It's still, they were appealing to the French. They said, yeah, we can get the French on our side because the French don't want to lose their influence in the area. They don't want to see Gaddafi take away our fiat currencies and hurt our central banks that don't have anything backing them. He's putting out a gold-backed currency that he's going to denominate oil sales in. We can't have that. Tell the French that. They're going to join with us. That's what Sidney Blumenthal was telling Hillary Clinton. Just go with this, and we can get the French to work with us because they don't want to see this happen. They want to maintain their colonial influence. And so what was happening in Libya was they would identify these quote-unquote foreigners and shoot them on sight. Shoot them on sight because they would shoot them because they're black. Here, you're chased down and beaten severely unless they discover that, oh, he's not white, he's Asian. And he said, that voice stuck in my head over the next few days as I talked to relatives and friends about it. It belonged to a woman who'd come up to me in the afternoon scrum and said, you're Asian, right? Why are you even here? And he said, well, the answer was obvious. I'm a journalist. Okay. But this is Hillary's America. This is where these people want to go. This is the pattern of hatred, of chaos, that people like Hillary Clinton and George Soros and others want to create in this country. We can see how it's happening already in Europe. As I said before, it is a harbinger of what they're going to do here in America if they're allowed to continue these policies. And we have to understand this is the tactic of globalism. They want to do nation building here in the United States. They want to do nation building in Europe as well. Of course, they're not going to have a quote-unquote nation. They hate borders. They think borders are horrible. They want to erase them. But no, the nation that they're going to build is actually a global governance that they're working to build. And in order to do that, they have to destroy our countries, and we're trying to get people to understand the method that they're going to use. It's the open borders. It's the multinational corporate trade agreements that they have put together, and I would include in that, and have in the past, the climate trade agreements that are put together by the multinational corporations who are going to be benefiting from these carbon taxes, these carbon credits, with the panic that they've sown amongst the people. Now, when we look at the corruption, and I've got a couple of things here on Trump that I want to play in the next segment. We're going to play for you what Trump had to say about emails. He said, you know what? I think the NSA has those emails. And I've been saying for a long time that I don't think it's the Russians. I think it's people in the NSA. We've had William Binney say that. He thinks that they've got the emails. He would know. He was the head technical person for the NSA for decades, so he would know that they have those emails. But I think they're also deathly afraid of Hillary Clinton exposing them and getting them killed.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grimm, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, August 28, 2016, 268 days since Hillary Clinton has talked to the press. Okay, so we're going to keep hammering that home until she starts to answer some questions, and she's got a lot to answer for. Before we get to what Donald Trump said about emails, I want to remind you that we have a new product, BioTrue Selenium, that we're now offering at InfoWarsLife.com. Very important antioxidant for you to have. It is something that you have in trace amounts in your body, but you do need those trace amounts to help the other parts function properly. It is a powerful antioxidant that fights free radicals that damage cells that lead to premature aging, but also helps to support the immune system naturally. Now, it is never synthetic in our version. That's the problem. Most of the versions that you'll get are either synthetic or they're coming out of a mineral situation where there might be some heavy metals associated with them. Not so with InfoWars BioTrue. It is pressed out of 100% organic mustard seed. It offers an excellent vegan-friendly source of selenium and other nutrients. In fact, It even offers cofactors and co-nutrients that you'll get out of the mustard seed. So instead of getting some heavy metals along with a mineral, you will get actually some cofactors and co-nutrients out of the mustard seeds that they press it out of. Again, a 100% organic source of selenium, a vital mineral for you to have to protect your health, the health of your family. Donald Trump had some comments about emails, and I went to that with the break, talking about what he had had to say. Let's play the clip of Donald Trump and what he thinks is going on with the emails and the new revelations about how Hillary wiped her server. Here's Donald Trump.
When she deleted 33,000 emails, those emails had some really bad stuff on them, because look at the ones that they found, and these are probably a lot worse. And then not only did they delete them, they used a method of deletion that you can never get them back. You saw that yesterday.
Yes.
For the first time. So she knew what she was deleting. It's a criminal act. She knew exactly what she was deleting.
And using that kind of extensive, bleaching technique, et cetera, shows a consciousness of guilt, we would argue,
well,
as a prosecutor.
Yeah. It's very expensive. Probably, foolproof. I don't know. I hear the NSA maybe has the emails. A lot of people say NSA would have the emails if they really wanted to get them, but obviously, they don't want to get them. They're protecting her. They're coddling her. And it's the only way she can even consider running. I mean, she shouldn't be allowed to run. But to use that method of getting rid of, permanently rid of emails that most people never even heard of, even sophisticated people never heard of it.
Yeah, even sophisticated people have never heard of it. You understand what's going on when you delete stuff, okay? Well, let's talk a little bit about the technical aspects about it, because you've got the tech company that has now come out that she used, are bragging about the fact that they blocked the FBI from investigating Hillary Clinton. Okay, maybe that's a point of honor for them. How did she do this, and why would she do this? Look, it goes to intent. Now, remember that when FBI Director Comey said there wasn't any criminal intent, okay, this was not done accidentally. This was done very deliberately and done in a way to prevent recovery. Understand that when you accidentally erase something, let's say you take something and you throw it in the trash, and then you empty your trash, what happens on the computer is that it doesn't actually erase the data. What it does is it erases the directory to where the data is. When you store something on a disk, usually it gets fragmented into different segments, and the directory is actually a series of pointers. So it points to the first part of your data, then that data points to the next segment, where that's located on the disk, and so forth. So when you erase these files, you can buy a lot of programs out there right off the shelf. Then, and maybe you need to know this in case you accidentally delete something. If it's a text file, like these emails, it's pretty easy to recover it. What they do, these recovery programs will actually look at the data and build the chain backwards, okay, to reconstruct the directory. And they can get that information off of the disk because it's still there. With programs that eradicate the data, and I believe this is the way. I haven't looked at BleachBit specifically, but I know how these shredder programs will work, is they will go out and actually write over the disk. It's a very time-consuming process. It takes a long time to do that. You can delete stuff, as you know. You can delete your files very quickly. But if you really want to take the stuff out and eradicate it completely, you have to sit there and write a series of just rewrite the disk, the entire disk. It is a very, very long process. So it is something that has to be done deliberately. It is something that is very, very time consuming. And, of course, as they brag, they stifle the investigation from Hillary Clinton. Zero Hedge pointed this out. They said, as Trey Gowdy revealed that Hillary Clinton had used a software program called BleachBit to wipe her servers, Trey Gowdy said, you don't use this for your yoga emails, okay? So I should tell people those 33,000 emails that she got rid of, that was just personal business, you know, kind of like her yoga routines and her daughter's wedding plans and so forth. It's hard to believe there were that many emails about that kind of information, and yet they deliberately overwrote this stuff. He says when you're using BleachBit, it's something you do because you don't want anybody else to see it, just as I just explained. You know, she says she's wiped it like with a cloth or something. You know, no, it was really more like the way she bleaches her hair, okay, to completely eradicate what was there so they can't see that. BleachBit points out that they're receiving overwhelming interest from folks who are looking to permanently erase yoga and bridesmaids' emails and or other similar incriminating information. Okay. Meanwhile, we see them pushing back, and it's interesting that as DC leaks went down, this is an article that we've got at Infowars.com from the Daily Caller. DC Leaks website went down this weekend. Their Twitter account was suspended. These are the people who published the information about George Soros and others. You can see, or at least you could see before when they had that information up, you could go through various emails. You could see how he was plotting to get the LGBT people in Italy, for example, angry at their national government and embracing the European Union because they said, hey, the European Union is friendlier to LGBT, so therefore let's eradicate the Italian state, okay? That's the way George Soros plays. And there was a lot of very interesting things that came out of that, along with the $650,000 that you saw him contributing to Black Lives Matter to create chaos and a race war here in America. But the people who put that out, DC Leaks, their website was taken down. Their Twitter account was suspended. They got their website back up. But interestingly enough, the Soros section was down yesterday when this article went up, and it is still down as of early this afternoon when I checked. Meanwhile, the DNC chair, Donna Brazile, longtime Clinton crony, says, "We are victims of a cybercrime led by thugs." Now, she says, "We're victims of cybercrime," and she uses the term thugs. We got in trouble when we said that about people who are burning down buildings, but of course, if you're going to burn down your data and do these other things, that's one of the things Trey Gowdy said. You know, she said there's a lot of smoke but no fire. He goes, no, it's really more like arson that you can see going on there. Donna Brazile said, "The notion that we're going to let some person put out personal sensitive information across the world, jeopardizing people's privacy, and we're interviewing him as if he's going to have a smoking gun. Since when do they care about people's privacy? These people who keep everything dark, hidden, and secretive, okay? It's people like the Clintons and the Bushes who have created WikiLeaks. So you know what, Donna Brazile? If you don't like WikiLeaks, you got nobody to blame but yourself. WikiLeaks and Julian Assange are there. Why? Because you treat everything as a deep, dark secret. Hillary Clinton talked about the dark corners of the web. No, what is dark and what has gone dark is government, specifically the federal government. Everything is hidden, for the most part, because you want to create crimes. You want to cover up your criminal activities. That's why you hide everything. That's why you treat everything as if it's national security, unless it actually is national security. And then you put it on your own private server because you're more concerned about concealing your own private Machiavellian dealings than you are concerned about people's lives that are at risk, people that are part of the NSA who are doing something real. That's the way they have perverted this. Demanding to know every detail of the people's lives, but denying that we have a right to know anything about them. As we pointed out last week when she said, there's a lot of smoke, but there's no fire. Remember, it was just a couple of months ago we learned from Huma Abedin's emails and from testimony with Judicial Watch taking her testimony, we learned that Hillary Clinton was putting her schedule in the burn bag. And we had a guy who'd worked for multiple administrations, who had been a UN ambassador from the U.S., as well as working for many secretaries of state. He said that, by law, was supposed to be public information. The Secretary of State, and yet Hillary Clinton is putting that in her burn bag. What has she got to hide? Nothing but her criminal activity. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We're going to have a special report from Alex Jones coming up in the next hour.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote out the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.